Belief, the unseen currency of financial success. Sounds intriguing, right? It's true, though. Believing in yourself has a profound impact on your financial growth. That's all there is to it. And it's much more than you think. How does belief, though, fuel your money moves? Tune in as we're going to dive into special insights and real life examples, so you don't want to miss this episode.
You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth.
Today is all about where belief meets finance. And we're going to be diving into a story that's not just about the numbers and budgets, but about the power of belief. I want you to imagine your financial success being fueled by a simple yet powerful shift of belief. Doesn't sound possible, but it really is, and it's much more simple than you think. I'm going to share my own story that was fueled by this same force. But wait, there is more. We're going to unpack how belief intertwines with confidence and mindset, and we're going to explore their challenges. We will also explore the role of our money story and what it all plays in this. Plus, I'm going to share with you 3 tips that you can implement now to help you increase that belief. Let's make the magic happen starting now. What you will see is that I'm going to be incorporating past episodes as well, because I have talked about these varying tips and strategies, but I'm compiling it all under one roof in this episode. Before we get into that, I'm going to tell you my own experience. Pre-pandemic, so this was before 2020, that sounds like so long ago. Pre-pandemic, I would say early in the 2015, sometime after I started this podcast, I had the vision, or I wanted to have an in-person event, like a live podcast event, but I was scared and I didn't have that belief in myself. So I didn't do anything about it. And every year, at the end of the year, when you start looking at what you want to do, what you've accomplished, what you want to get accomplished in the new year, that event came up over and over again. Yet, I didn't have the belief in myself. Therefore, nothing would happen. I would write it down, have an event, figure out some way to have an event, but it didn't really happen. Again, it's because I didn't have that belief. Fast forward to 2019, I decided to make it happen. And I still, did I have the belief 100%? No, but I was getting there. And I started looking at opportunities of how can I make this event? So what are some of the steps that I can move? And so that way I can move forward with this event. I found a venue. I found a person to help me create the event. You know, I started doing those things. Of course, I had a date, everything. Of course, a pandemic happened. But what happened? You know, why do I share this story? As a result of that, the pandemic did happen. I had to cancel the in-person event. And this was, again, this is when I wanted to have, I called it the Her Dinero Matters live event. That's what it was called. So the pandemic happened. What was everybody doing? There was somewhere they were really pivoting. That was the word, right? That was the big word back in 2020, 2021, where you pivoted. And so I had to pivot what I was going to do with that event. Well, it became a virtual event and I got sponsorship money for it. And I share that again, because even though I didn't have the belief, I worked on it and slowly, little by little, I gained that belief, which drove me to take some action. And that event arose. Now, that event that became virtual was not Her Dinero Matters Live, but is now known as Financially Strong Latina, which if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you have heard plenty about. So I share this with you as well, because it's not just about the belief. Yes, working on my belief helped me make that event happen. But as a result of that, it also really I saw it, how it impacted other aspects of my business, where I was more confident in asking for more when I work with consulting or different projects with different brands and companies. I was more confident and those things were coming in. And as a result of that, I have two boys that a part of what I make contributes to their tuitions. So I share that because the belief helps you to get into action. And that action is going to help you to really, whether it's earn more money, whether it's save more money, whether it's really getting out of debt, whatever that may be for you. So belief really, really has an impact on your financial well-being, because as a result of my own belief growing, my business has grown. Revenue has grown, which in turns means I can pay myself more, which in turns means I can also do more for my family. So I wanted to share that with you. Now let's get into the different tips that I was going to share with you. When you're wanting to strengthen your belief, it's important to know that belief is intertwined with two other things. It's intertwined with your confidence and it's intertwined with mindset, which is all like there's belief in to have confidence, you need to have belief, and to have a good mindset, there's some sort of belief there. It's all intertwined, right? Those things don't live one without the other. And in episode 199, I share with you the definitions of belief, of confidence, and of mindset. So listen in.
So what do each of these mean? What does confidence and mindset and belief? So according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition of belief is something that is accepted, considered to be true, or held as an opinion. It's something believed. Then mindset means a mental attitude or inclination. And then confidence is a feeling of consciousness of one's powers or reliance on one's circumstances.
Then in the same episode of episode 199, I also share why belief and confidence can be challenging. It's never easy. I wish it was easy as that, but it's not. So this is what I had to say back then.
Now, the reality is that we weren't born into the world with a manual on how to manage our confidence, on how to manage our mindset or our belief. If we were born with this customized manual, which would be fabulous on how to deal with this and improve this, I think a lot of the self-help books would be off the shelves and not available on Amazon. Are you with me? Granted, you and I know there are tons of books to help in these three areas, like Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, The Magic of Thinking Big, Daring Greatly, Awaken the Giant Within, and we can just go on and on with a list of books that cover these areas. And the reality is that more books on this matter continue to be published, because we will always need a reminder and a swift kick to get us back to being more confident, having a better mindset, and improving our belief.
Then in episode 200, I talked about the role of our money stories and the role they play in our belief, our mindset, our confidence, and vice versa. And this is what I shared.
Our money stories are so intertwined with belief, mindset, and confidence. It's crazy. Our money stories can shape those things. And if we improve our beliefs, if we improve our mindset and our confidence, we can shape our present and future money stories. For example, I have shared that my past money story led me to a mindset of scarcity, of feeling that there was never enough money. When I became an adult, it shaped me to thinking a lot of things were far-reaching for us and not possible because of the quote-unquote lack of money. I didn't realize that I was repeating the cycle of my past money story. Once it hit me, this was year 10 of our marriage, back in 2010, I started shifting my mindset in confidence towards a belief that we were deserving of, that we were capable of more. And once I started working on that, our finances shifted for the better, and we were doing more of what we wanted as a family. Granted, it took me some time and it wasn't an overnight transformation because life wanted to creep in and get in the way and I would have to fight it and get going again. But I kept at it, just like you should too. Working on my internal thoughts or my mindset and taking action to increase my confidence helped me improve my belief and reshape my present money story into more of a joyous and fruitful one. With having belief, as I mentioned, it's the same. You can have belief in yourself and being able to run a marathon, let's say, which I don't have that belief, or maybe it's just I don't want to, but you may lack belief in increasing your net worth, for example. So I hope that got you to think more about your money stories.
So what exactly can you do to increase your belief? I'm going to share with you three things that you can implement right away. And in episode 225, I share the importance of taking inventory of those limiting beliefs.
That beliefs are just that, beliefs. They aren't facts. And even though you may think they become your truth because you are so consumed by that belief, if you take a moment to ask yourself, is this really true? Is this really a fact? You're going to find out it's not. So just be honest with yourself, because if you're saying this is true, do some digging with that, because it's actually, you need to ask yourself if it's a fact. Now, you may not be able to do this in one sitting, and that's fine because it takes time and you're not going to get rid of them right away. It takes work. So you want to take the time to catch those thoughts. And don't worry about doing anything else. Just take time to be aware of them and just catch them. And all you need to do is write them down. Just acknowledge those limiting beliefs, that they are there. Again, be sure to write it down. Don't judge them. Just thank them for being there.
Once you take that inventory of the limiting beliefs, ask yourself if that limiting belief is a fact. Or is it just really a belief? Because if you think about the word in itself, a belief is not a fact. It's not true. A belief is something you think and believe. It's not necessarily a fact. It's not necessarily true, right? So ask yourself if those, you know, go one by one with each limiting belief that you have and ask, is this a belief? Because it is a limiting belief, but the whole idea here is I want you to really understand that it's not a fact. That is just something that you're feeling, right? And that's why it's limiting you. So once you do that, and you have a better understanding of your limiting beliefs and have a better awareness. Now, let's think about an example of a limiting belief of where you think that there's not enough money. So is that a belief or a fact? It could be true that you may be living paycheck to paycheck, right? And that money is tight. That aspect can be true. But is it really a fact that there's not enough money? Maybe there's not enough money in the bank account, but can you change that? Whether it's by making more money, whether it's by cutting out some bills, whether it's by changing some of the habits and actions that you're taking with your money when you go shopping, right? So it's not that there's not enough money and you can't do anything about it. What can you do to change that circumstance? Again, could be making more money, could be cutting out some bills or some expenses, could be watching what your habits are around money and changing those. So what are a combination of all of those things, right? So really important to have an awareness of those limiting beliefs. Another way to really increase your belief and also your confidence at the same time is to take a moment to write your money strengths. And you're probably thinking, I have none, or I have very few money strengths, or maybe you can think of some. No matter where you stand, what you feel, you have money strengths. So make a list of what those money strengths are. It could be finding all the deals. It could be consistently checking in with your money. You're really good at that. It could be any of those things. So what are some of those money strengths? Okay. And make sure that you know what that is for you. Just really that quick act of writing those money strengths is going to fuel, it's going to improve that belief in yourself, and really having it present as well is always going to really make sure that the belief doesn't decline, that it stays. So that's also a part of really improving that belief that you have in yourself. So now the third way to really improve your belief is to write a love note to yourself. Yes, I said that. Write a love note to yourself. This is a note of praise. It tells, you know, you can tell yourself how beautiful you are. You can tell yourself how much you are killing it with savings every month, whatever it is. It's like looking in the mirror and complimenting yourself in the mirror. And how often do we do that? Maybe you do, but I probably need to do that more often. That really strengthens the belief. If you're not going to get in the mirror and just compliment yourself, the second best thing, or maybe you feel awkward talking to yourself, that's okay. The next best thing is to write a love note to yourself. In episode 225, I explained to you the power of this love note, as you're about to hear right now.
Write a love note for yourself. When you love yourself and you really feel that love to the core, you are more confident and you are more likely to make choices that nurture your well-being and serve you well. Whether this is planning your meals and cooking at home, that's how it's going to serve you. It's going to serve you in ways that you don't even realize.
Having belief in yourself is a powerful thing. It can change the scope of your financial life and your life in general, but you're going to have to do the work. So what is one thing that you're going to do today to really improve and strengthen your belief? Is it going to be taking that inventory and having awareness of your limiting beliefs? Is it going to be making a list of your financial strengths? Or is it creating and writing a love note to yourself? Let me know by sending me a DM on Instagram. I really want to hear from you. I want to remind you that all the episodes that I referenced today are going to be listed in the show notes in case you want to give them a listen if you haven't listened to them yet. Now, if you haven't heard, I want to encourage you to check out the Herdinetto Matters Money Planner. It's an undated money planner that actually is going to complement what you learn in this episode, because with our end of the month reflection, that in itself, the actions that we ask you to take is going to strengthen your belief. So you can get all the details at jenhemphill.com/planner. That is jenhemphill.com/planner. And because you are a valued listener, use the code Reina, R-E-I-N-A, that's Reina, for 10% off. Next week, we're going to be doing a similar episode like this one, but we're going to be talking about the three things that you need to do before you write your New Year's goals. So don't miss that episode. Bueno, pues, that is everything. Thank you for spending some time with us today. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/379. That is jenhemphill.com/379. Remember that being the reina of your money starts now, simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.